Away we go. Here we are. It is a Tuesday, January 20, I about said 2019 there. Can you believe that? We are off and running with our number, and my throat is trying to hold up. Something kind of funny. Not that I'm blind, because I can read without my glasses, but, you know, the winter months, people start to wear hats, and they start to wear coats, and they start to wear things like that, and this is how bad it has gotten. I took my glasses off this morning, and I was sitting here kind of relaxing during the break, and somebody walked in there, and I thought, well, I know I kind of recognize that person, and I said, how can I help you? Which is not something you want to say to somebody you know. And it was Zach, our weatherman, stopping by to say hello. And clearly, he probably thought I was out of my mind. Because I know Zach. We've done things together. And here I was saying, can I help you? So apparently, I should probably put my glasses on and pay better attention to people at the door. But he did have a hat on. He did have a coat on. So I'm not going to take total blame for this particular one, but what we're talking about this morning is this throat problem that I have that hopefully will go away. Does anybody have any idea what this throat problem might be? Now, again, I feel good right now. Now, maybe it's because I didn't talk for 15 minutes, but it feels kind of like a tickle. Now, you think it's sinus? Do you think that's right? I don't think it's a hairball, but I think it certainly could be sinus. Because some other people out there listening are having this particular problem this morning. So what do you think? 740-383-9944. Now, we also have the big bowling competition looming over us where basically here's the deal behind the bowling competition is that I'm going to have to go one-on-one with Abby, who made the sausage gravy, and prove that she is a sore loser. Now, I don't like saying anybody is a sore loser, but in this particular case, I've got to do that because I believe that she cannot handle losing. And in this particular case, she's clearly going to lose. And when she does, you know, I think there should be some kind of a, if you lose, this happens. I'm going to work on that, because I think there should be, does anybody have any idea what she should have to do if she loses? Like, I'm trying to think of something that would be very bad for her, that she would not want to do. Like, I don't know. What would be a good thing? Because I don't really know. I mean, she eats everything under the sun. So I don't know. She eats those awful Cadbury eggs. She eats the sausage and gravy. She eats, I've seen her eat most things. So I don't think there's anything bad that she would, you know, have a problem with. But I wonder if there's anything she could do that would... Well, I think, you know, we already know that on February the 13th that she's going to have to buy me dinner and for our big little inner office party that we're having. So maybe it's another dinner. Maybe she's going to have to buy another dinner. Because I know we have another dinner planned for the end of February, the beginning of March. So maybe she should have to buy that one too. Now, she's already buying the pizza and the pop for the bowling excursion later on this week. So that will be interesting as well. So there you go. If you have any opinions, 740-383-9944, 17 minutes past the hour, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Okay, we talked a little bit about the bobcat. I can't believe this whole bobcat thing. Does anybody know what you do if a bobcat comes up on you if you're out walking? I mean, I don't think you're supposed to make a lot of noise. I don't think you're supposed to make any sudden movements. You know, now I got to worry about dogs who are not chained, and now I've got now bobcats. What is going on with the world? Bobcats and dogs that are not on chains. What an interesting thing. Oh. And here we are getting ready to go into February with Valentine's Day, with Leap Day, all kinds of things, Groundhog Day. There's always something going on. I was trying to think this morning of interesting things going on right now. And there are so many interesting things going on in the world, but nothing that's really of all that great of interest to me at this particular point. I'm more concerned about things going on here and if my voice is going to be able to hold up during the rest of this broadcast. Now, I do want to remember or remind people that Adam the Computer Guy comes up today, 2:10 to 3 p.m., and then we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and then we have the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. Oh, you know what we have not done in a while? The Hillary log. Now, I'm going to do this really quick again this morning because, frankly, it's getting a little depressing, but not enough to throw it away yet. So what we're going to do is, it's basically you get your own black composition notebook here. And what we are trying to do, because this is the bicentennial of Marion, and it's 100 years of women getting the right to vote in a presidential election, and it is the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected to office, that I think we should have Hillary Clinton come here. And I mentioned last week that she's being sued for $50 million, I think is another reason to try to get her here and just say, and I understand people don't like her. I get it. I'm totally understanding of that. And I also understand that we're so politicaled up now. We're, you know, all this Republican Democratic stuff means the world to us, but she's not running for anything. So at this point, I don't know that that really matters. So here's the Hillary log as it goes. We started this on the 17th. We started the Hillary log, and I invited the listeners to send Hillary Clinton a letter at P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. That's P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. And basically, in the letter, what you do is you tell Hillary, we're from Marion, Ohio. We want you to come here for the bicentennial at some point this year. President Harding, yada, yada, yada. And then you say, and while you're there, you need to come on the Scott Spears show, and we're going to figure out why people don't like you, and we're also going to get to know each other and, you know, be kind of friendly people and, you know, just a good experience. We want anybody who comes to town to have a good experience. Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever they are, actor, sports figure, politician, we want them to have a good experience. So that's what we did on January the 17th. Okay, January the 21st, did not hear from Hillary. Okay. But I was not deterred at that point because I thought, well, you know, we probably won't hear from her that soon. January 22nd, did not hear from Hillary. January 23rd, did not hear from Hillary. See, now that's starting to get deterring, if you really want to know. January 24th, did not hear from Hillary. Add note about being sued for $50 million to cheer her up. Add that to the notes that you are sending to Hillary that will cheer her up about losing or being sued for this $50 million, which I don't think that's going to go anywhere, but whatever. We didn't get to do this yesterday, so today we'll pick up our Hillary log on January 28th, 2020, and it's just a simple again, did not hear from Hillary. Now, 17th to the 28th, We've only been doing this 11 days, so it could pick up. But remember, send Hillary an email at her office. Again, I'll give that address one more time. Get out your pens, get out your papers. And I figure if we bombard her with enough emails and, well, I guess not emails, letters. She doesn't have an email that I know of. I think I know why she doesn't have an email, but we'll discuss that when she comes to town. Send letters to Hillary to get her to come to Marion. The address, P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. Tell her to come to this program. Tell her to come to Marion for the bicentennial. Think of the big celebration we would have then. You know, we would blow the roof off this bicentennial. So today, there's your Hillary log for today. How about that? All right. Now, we got into this movie trivia last week. I have like three or four pages of this movie trivia. Now, the movie trivia goes like this. Basically, what I'm doing, I'm giving a famous quote, and what I need you to do is tell me what movie that's from. Now, people have accused me that these are old movies, but the truth of the matter is, I don't think that they're old movies. I think that it's just the chronology of the way I printed this off. The newer movies may come toward the end, or maybe they don't here. It's kind of a mixture. But there are some new movies. Now, here's the two that we do not have answered yet. Okay, are you ready? Now, these, remember, are famous quotes from famous movies. Here we go. Go ahead, make my day. What movie is that from? Go ahead, make my day. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Now, we had a lot of conjecture on this one because people thought it was from Dirty Harry. Now, Clint Eastwood as Dirty Harry did say that line, but that wasn't the name of the movie. The movie was not titled Dirty Harry. So does anybody know what that is? Go ahead, make my day. What movie's that from? Here's the other one we did not get last week. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. Does anybody know what movie that is from? Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. What movie is that from? Now, we're going to add three or four here today because those are the only two that we did not get answered last week. Now, here are some new ones. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. What movie is that from? Famous line. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Here's another one for you. I am big. It's the pictures that got small. What movie is that from? I am big. It's the pictures that got small. Now here is a big, big, famous movie. Show Me the Money. Now that is not an older movie at all. That's probably one everybody has seen within the last 20, 30 years. Show Me the Money. What movie is that from? Famous movie quotes. And here's one more that I'll add today. Now, this one has been repeated a whole bunch of times in a lot of different movies over the years as well, but does anybody know what movie this actually came from in the first place? Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Does anybody know what movie that's from? Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Famous movie quotes. Now, telephone number 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What movies are those famous movie quotes from? Now, we still have the extra large t-shirt from Jags, High Performance. We have the Jags koozie, which is yellow and apparently we will never get rid of. Or, if you just want to call in and answer the trivia question, feel free to do that as well. We would love to know your knowledge of what's going on. But the movie quotes right now are, why don't you come up and see me sometime? What movie is that from? Show me the money. What movie is that from? I am big. It's the pictures that got small. Does anybody know what that movie is, what movie that's from? I am big. It's the pictures that got small. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. Go ahead, make my day. What movies are those from? 740-383-9944. I'm going to read those again because I think I could hear that the weather, what do they call, the weather check was going on. Yeah, I think we're back now. Okay. Go ahead, make my day. What movie is that from? Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. What movie is that from? I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. I am big. It's the pictures that got small. Show me the money. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? What movies are those from? Now, this might take a real movie aficionado to get these right, because some of these are very famous lines, but do people actually remember the movies that they came from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, coming up on 28 minutes past the hour. And we're having a good time here on this Tuesday morning. Always interesting stuff going on. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Show me the money. I am big. It's the pictures that got small. I think it's, we're getting a call here. Maybe this is the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Show me the money is Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. Now, do you remember?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, Tom Cruise is. Now, was he, he was the one shouting that, wasn't he?
Yes, because, is it Cuba Gooding Jr.? I can't remember his first name, but he was something about, you know, he said, show me the money, and wanted Tom Cruise to say it too, like keep saying it.
Right, because it was Jerry Maguire was an agent, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of people like that movie, but yeah, Show Me the Money, and that became one of the biggest quotes, I think, in movie history, because I hear people saying that to this day.
Yeah, yeah, and I think Renee Zellweger, I think she was in that, too. I think she was the love interest.
You know, she is a very good actress, but
yes,
I think, from my understanding, she's kind of went nuts over the years.
I hope not.
Well, yeah, I hope not, too.
She just came out in the movie Judy, which I haven't seen. She's portraying Judy Garland.
Oh, really?
But I've heard that that is an excellent movie.
So she would not be the typical choice that I would think would portray Judy Garland.
If you Google the movie Judy, they made her almost look like a young Judy Garland. And I also heard that she does her own singing.
Really?
In the movie. So it's interesting. She's a good actress.
That would be a very tall order to try to do a Judy Garland song, because Judy Garland had a really unique way of singing.
Yes, she did.
So I,
yes,
boy, if Renee Zellweger, so this is a movie that has already came out or is about,
yes,
to.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I do believe the name of it is just Judy. And it's more on her life as she was, like, just breaking. It's after The Wizard of Oz, and just when she was breaking into showmanship. And I've heard that it's quite good.
Huh. I'll have to look into that, because I've always thought Renee Zellweger was a very good actress. She did another movie after Jerry Maguire, which I think made her very popular, but I can't remember the name of it.
That I don't know.
Yeah, she did. But yeah, you Show Me the Money is Jerry Maguire. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that I thought that one would be the first one to go because that was a very, very popular saying. And that movie, Jerry Maguire, was out in 96, so we're not talking all that long ago. But Show Me the Money came from Jerry Maguire. That is absolutely correct. 740-383-9944. The other movie quotes. What famous movies are these movie quotes from? Go ahead, make my day. What movie did that come from? Go ahead, make my day. Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. Where did that come from? I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Now there's another quote that has been done over and over and over and over in many, many movies, many, many times, for many, many years. Go ahead, caller.
Dirty Harry said, go ahead, make my day.
He did, Dirty Harry's, but do you know what the movie was titled?
Oh, I can't remember.
I know that somebody did that last, because it is Dirty Harry and it is Clint Eastwood, but the movie was not called Dirty Harry.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. But you've got it. It was Dirty Harry, but hopefully we'll come up with the title of that movie.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, it is Dirty Harry. It absolutely was Dirty Harry portrayed by Clint Eastwood that said that line. But what is the name of the movie that happened in? It was not called Dirty Harry. Does anybody know what movie that was? The line, famous line, go ahead and make my day, but what was the movie that is from? Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. What movie is that from? I don't know if we've ever had a guess on that one yet. Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Again, a line that has been said in conversation, television shows, other movies. What movie did that originate? I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. I am big, it's the pictures that got small. What movie is that? I am big, it's the pictures that got small. And another classic movie line that we've all heard 1,000 times, why don't you come up and see me sometime? What movie did that originally start in? Go ahead, caller.
Dirty Harry was that Sudden Impact?
Sudden Impact. You have got it. The title of the movie was actually Sudden Impact. I wonder how many people have went out to watch the movie Dirty Harry and have no idea what the name of the movie is.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Right on that. Yeah. Well, hey, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye. Yep, that is the name of that movie. It is Sudden Impact. Go ahead, make my day. It was said by Dirty Harry, it was said by Clint Eastwood, but the title of the movie, if you ever want to know, is Sudden Impact. Okay, we've got that one. Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. No guesses on that one yet, but it's still out there. Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. What movie is that from? I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. What movie did that originate in? I am big, it's the pictures that got small. I am big, it's the pictures that got small. Where did that come from? And another one, as I say here, this line has been ripped off and used and kind of repackaged for a long time. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Does anybody know what movie that was originally set in? Why don't you come up and see me sometime? 740-383-9944, famous movie quotes. 740-383-9944. Now we've gotten through two. Yeah, we've gotten two this morning. So I'm going to add two more here to our movie quote trivia. Now here's one of the most famous of all time. And I think somebody will get this because this movie was made in recent times. You can't handle the truth. One of the most famous lines of all time. You Can't Handle the Truth. What movie is that from? I don't think it'll take long to get that one. And here's another one. After All, Tomorrow is Another Day. What movie is that from? After All, Tomorrow is Another Day. Now, that's a famous movie, but that's kind of a niche movie that I don't know how many people are watching that movie today, but boy, in its day and for a long time after, that was a very famous movie. All right, 740-383-9944. The movie quote's on the table right now. You got to tell me what movie these are from. After All, Tomorrow is Another Day. You Can't Handle the Truth, which is a hugely famous quote. Why Don't You Come Up and See Me Sometime? I Am Big, It's the Pictures That Got Small. I Think This Is the Beginning of a Beautiful Friendship. And Fasten Your Seatbelts, It's Gonna Be a Bumpy Night. What movies are those from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And let's see here. We've got a Jags Extra Large t-shirt if you'd like that. And we still do have the Jags koozie. The Jags yellow koozie, the infamous koozie, which has been up here for a long time. You can certainly win that. So those are available. Or if you'd just like to call in and give the right answer, that would be great as well. 740-383-9944. Famous movie quotes. Fasten your seat belts. It's going to be a bumpy night. No guesses on that one yet. I Think This Is the Beginning of a Beautiful Friendship. Does anybody know what movie that came from? I Am Big, It's the Pictures That Got Small. Why Don't You Come Up Sometime and See Me? You Can't Handle the Truth. Famous line. I thought we'd get that one right off the bat. You Can't Handle the Truth. And After All, Tomorrow is Another Day. Now that one is a very... I probably should not call that a niche movie. It's just such a popular movie, but I don't know if it's being watched today as much as it originally was. But does anybody know what that movie is? 740-383-9944. After All, Tomorrow is Another Day. You Can't Handle the Truth. Why Don't You Come Up and See Me Sometime? I Am Big, It's the Pictures That Got Small. It's Beginning to Look Like a Beautiful Friendship, and Fasten Your Seatbelts, It's Gonna Be a Bumpy Night. Call in if you know the answer. 740-383-9944. The topic today is famous movie quotes. Now, that is that at this particular time, but interesting stuff, to be honest with you, because a lot of times we watch these movies and these quotes are in them, and we wonder, well, where did that quote originally come from? Because a lot of these quotes are in other movies, but do we know what movie they originally came from? And I'm not sure what the, you know, copyright or intellectual property is on a lot of this stuff. I think it's interesting when you go back and look at it, big picture. Because obviously these have been... I don't know how that exactly works. Copyright laws are kind of funny when it comes to lines and movies, because it's kind of hard to copyright a line, because technically anybody could say it. It's like trying to copyright a name. You really can't do that. Unless it's a fictional name, then I think you can copyright it. But those are what's on the table right now on this different Tuesday morning. 740-383-9944. Now, it could be that a lot of these movies are too old. They are. A lot of these movies are very old, but, you know, I think a lot more people now watch the classic movie channel than possibly they used to. I think that, like TCM, is that Turner Classic Movies? And I've noticed that a lot of channels, like that people get on the antenna now, are showing these classic movies because I think they're cheap to run. So maybe you're seeing some of these quotes. Does anybody have any guesses on these? Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. I am big. It's the pictures that got small. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? And you can't handle the truth. Oh, and also, after all, tomorrow is another day. Does anybody know what movies those quotes came from? If you do, let me know. 740-383-9944. And again, we're talking about this bobcat sighting in Caledonia yesterday. And we really don't have any tips yet on how in the world do you deal with a bobcat if it comes up on you. Now, I don't know if anybody's followed this bobcat. I did read a little bit of a story on it yesterday that at one point they were on the endangered species list. So I guess it's good that they are back, but do they pose any kind of real threat? I really don't know. I would guess that it could turn into a dangerous situation, but maybe they have to be provoked. All I know is that if you're out walking and a bobcat comes up on you, in Marion, Ohio, that would be a very scary situation, I would have to imagine. But who knows? At this point, I'm just trying to preserve my throat because we're getting to the end of the two-hour broadcast here, 18 minutes left. And, you know, for whatever reason, your throat gets weaker. Now, again, this could be sinus, which maybe is why it's a problem, because I'm talking here for 2 hours and drying out my nasal passage. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. This is naturalist James Anderson from the Park District.
Oh,
how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, James?
Wonderful, wonderful. I've been hearing your saying about the bobcat.
Yeah, what is the history on the bobcat in this area?
So, bobcats were pretty common in the state, but then by the 1850s, they were kicked out because since they were a predator, people didn't like them, especially the farmers, and they were gone through Ohio, which is called extirpated, local extinction. And so it's great that they're back. 1969, they were put back on the endangered species list. And just recently, in 2015, they were just taken off the list. So can't legally hunt or trap them yet, but I think for too long we probably might be able to. It was proposed a couple years ago, but it was turned down.
Now, this bobcat sighting, do we know about in Caledonia where it happened?
Near the Morrow County border.
Now, was it on somebody's property? Did they just happen to get a picture of it? How did this all...
I assume a trail camera. They were probably scouting for deer, turkey, probably some game species. And then this trail camera picked up the bobcat picture.
Now, is there a worry that more of these things will start to appear?
I mean, some will. We're not going to have a huge population. More in, like, Hocking Hills. That's where most of them are found, because they're leaking from West Virginia.
Now, what happens if you come on a bobcat? I mean, would it be, like, in a residential neighborhood? Is it possible it could show up there?
It is a possibility, but most likely it's going to stay in a wilderness area, farm field, away from people. They're very secretive.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you happen to come up on one, though, what should be the protocol?
Just like any other animal, look big, look, you know, intimidating. I mean, they're not there to hurt you. They're there to hunt mice, squirrel, rabbits, things like that.
So you just really don't want to do anything if it comes around?
Yeah, yeah. Now, like I said in the article, the coyote, I mean, there's more checks on coyotes than bobcats.
Now, how many coyotes are in this area, would you say?
Oh, that I can't give a real number, but I mean, there's quite a few.
Quite a few.
Probably in the hundreds, I would say, in the whole county.
And we've never really heard of any big trouble with coyotes, have we?
Not in Ohio, but in other states, especially in California, for some odd reason, there's a high of coyotes attacking Californians. They just must like them, I guess, over there.
Yeah, maybe it's the heat or the lack of water. Who knows what's going on?
It might. When I used to work in Kentucky, we would always hear and see bobcats all the time, and they would leave us alone. And they make a lady screaming sound at night. That was my first encounter, my very first night at this internship in Kentucky, and it scared me because I was never used to bobcats. And, yeah, the maintenance man the next day said, oh, yeah, they do that, just to, you know, their territorial call. And, but I always tell people, if you hear your lady screaming sound, it could be a bobcat, a barred owl, or an actual woman screaming.
Now, what is the size range on a bobcat?
I mean, they only get about 25 pounds, about 20, 25 pounds. I mean, they only stand about 2 feet tall. I mean, they're not a very big animal.
So really, the dogs without collars and chains are still the biggest worry. It's not the bobcat.
Yeah. Your little dogs like the toys and the chihuahuas, that would be, I mean, a perfect candidate for an attack because, you know, they're the size of a cottontail rabbit. Again, that's what bobcats eat. But I don't think we'll have to worry about that in Marion. Now, more like in southeastern Ohio, they could have more reports since they're pretty abundant down in that area. They like a lot of woods. It's Marion County, we don't have a lot of forests.
So would you imagine that a bobcat, like on Route 95, you know, up toward Day Spring Church and Meyer and that area, would you ever imagine that one would get that close to the city?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I don't think so, but it's always a possibility. I mean, because what we're seeing is their home ranges are a pretty good size, so especially the young adults, they get kicked, or the young get kicked up by the adults, so they're trying to find new territory. But I would definitely round like the Waldo area, especially when close to the Delaware Wildlife Area. That would be probably a good area where, you know, bobcats may want to congregate to.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, you'll be on with Charlie this Thursday, won't you?
Yes, I sure will.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be fascinating. So James Anderson, naturalist, will be on with Charlie Evers Thursday morning, 10 until 12 noon. Well, thanks for the information, James. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Scott.
Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. James Anderson, naturalist with the Marion County Parks District. Now, see, there's some information on the bobcat. Now, that is need-to-know information. So apparently, we should not be highly worried about this. That they are not after people, they're after little things, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be a huge thing. Apparently, they were run out of here at one point and on the endangered species list at one point. But that's all, that's very fascinating, interesting information. Go ahead, caller.
Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men and Demi Moore.
Absolutely.
And All About Eve with Betty Davis.
All About Eve, yes, that, so yeah, You Can't Handle the Truth is A Few Good Men, which is a tremendous movie,
right.
But
right.
Yeah, All About Eve, fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. Now, that was Betty Davison. Who was the other actress?
I don't remember. Remember Betty Davis.
Yeah. Do you remember what that line was about in the movie, who was talking to who?
That was Betty Davis.
Was it Betty?
The line to, yeah, she said it to somebody, you know, in her natural way. You better fasten your seatbelts because it's going to be a bumpy night.
And if Betty Davis said that to you, that's a big deal.
You better believe it.
She had a way about that.
Betty Davis eyes.
Betty Davis.
Remember that song?
I do remember. And she did. She and Joan Crawford did not get along.
No, they did not.
No,
not.
Interesting act. Hey, thank you.
All righty, bye.
Yes, that is right. That movie, Fasten Your Seatbelts, It's Going to Be a Bumpy Night, that was All About Eve. Now, that movie is from 1950, so that is a rather old movie, but it did come from the legendary Betty Davis, and a lot of people remember her quotes. And, of course, You Can't Handle the Truth, A Few Good Men, 1992, Demi Moore, Jack Nicholson, and Tom Cruise, another Tom Cruise movie today. We had Jerry Maguire, and now we've got A Few Good Men. Now, about this bobcat. If you live in a wooded area, don't freak out. It's not, they're not after people. So just don't leave food out, and don't worry about it. All right. Well, we had a caller there. If that's you, call back in. 740-383-9944. We kind of lost you there. Caller, if that's you, call back in. We want to take the call. 740-383-9944. 50 minutes past the hour, and we want to hear from you. I don't know what happened there. I don't know if I hit the wrong button on the phone or what happened. It's certainly possible. I'll say that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Nora Desmond from Sunset Boulevard said the line about, I can't remember.
Yes.
It's the pictures that got smaller.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small. That you are exactly right. From Sunset Boulevard. Now, have you seen that movie?
Oh, I have, just recently.
Now, does it still hold up as well as it did in 1950 when it was made?
It was good. It was good. It was, it wasn't that good, but it was good.
You know, that movie was parodied so often because it's about, isn't it about it's basically trying... What is the point of that movie? I'm trying to explain
well,
it.
Well, she was an aged actress,
right.
And she was real unstable. She just kind of lost her mind a little bit, and she lived with her butler, who kept writing letters and saying it was from fans, and she kept hoping that she would come back as a big actress again, and of course, it just was not going to happen, and some young guy was running from... people he owed money to, so he happened upon her house. He was an aspiring actor, I believe, and she started giving him money and dress name, et cetera, and thought he was someone else, if I'm remembering correctly. And then when he started liking a younger woman, she ended up killing him.
Yeah, it was something, that's what I remember, because, you know, I remember the essential storyline. It's an aging actress who feels like everything's getting away from her, so she takes an interest in this younger man. It's really about romance, but he thinks it's about his career. And then he drips away from her, and then she kills him. Is that right?
Right. I mean, he's a younger guy interested in younger women, and that kind of sets her off as well, because she used to be young and beautiful and in all these movies, and here's this young, handsome guy, and she takes him in, starts buying him a lot of things, and then lo and behold, he puts his eyes on a younger woman, and that was it. She murdered him.
You know what's funny about that? When I say that movie has been parodied in so many days, and maybe I'm thinking about this because her birthday just happened, but there was a short, I mean, it was on like 4 or 5 years, there was a sitcom in the 90s called The John Larroquette Show. And I think a lot of people remember John Larroquette from Night Court and a lot of other things he did. But he had his own sitcom, and there was an episode of this show which was a parody of Sunset Boulevard, where he was playing the younger writer trying to become famous by attaching himself to an older actress who was helping him along when she was really interested in him as a love interest. But yet, he was just using her for her fame. And the person who played, and she played herself in the movie, or in the TV show, because it was a comedy more than the dramatics of Sunset Boulevard, was Betty White. And it was so funny. Because,
that would have been great.
Oh, she had these lines, and it was a total ripoff of Sunset Boulevard. And she had these lines in the comedy that were just hilarious, because everybody knew that she was playing off Sunset Boulevard, but yet she was playing Betty White. She wasn't doing a character. It was just if anybody can find that episode, it was hilarious. Hilarious.
I'll have to look it up online.
Yes, yes, that is a funny, and I think at that time, to amp it up, I think because it was right after Golden Girls had ended, Rue McClanahan and Estelle Getty do guest spots in that episode.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh, it was a funny show. But hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate the answer.
Have a great day, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye. But that is exactly... Oh, that I remember that so well, with Betty White doing the... And it was just a half-hour comedy, so it's not like they reenacted the whole movie. But Betty White was the older actress trying to get the younger guy, and it's a very funny episode. Too bad that show was not a hit. That's probably why a lot of that, it's not shown and so on and so forth. But yes, that movie was Sunset Boulevard. I Am Big, It's the Pictures That Got Small. Sunset Boulevard, 1950, also a movie from 1950. How about that? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is a beautiful friendship. Is that Casablanca?
That is Casablanca. You know, I always wonder how many people... It's such a good movie. Do you think a lot of people are seeing that movie today?
Oh, I think they are, but they just forget about it.
Yeah, because wasn't it Humphrey Bogart who said...
Oh, yeah. It was 1942 it was made, so...
1942 Casablanca. Hey, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, we're knocking them out today. Yes, that was. This could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. That was Casablanca, 1942. Okay, what do we have left here? Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Now, that's a classic movie line. Does anybody know where that came from? Why don't you come up and see me sometime? And we've got, after all, tomorrow is another day. Now, there's another legendary classic movie. Does anybody know that one? After all, tomorrow is another day. Or why don't you come up and see me sometime? Does anybody know those movies? 740-383-9944, 57 minutes past the hour. Movie trivia this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, you were talking about the movie Casablanca.
Yes.
I'll tell you where I bought it, and they have a lot of the old good movies at Myers. I bought Gone with the Wind, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a wonderful place to get movies, but Casablanca is a good movie.
Now, were they reasonably priced out at Meijer?
I think about $6, $5 or $6. Their movies are very reasonable.
That's not bad at all. So Casablanca and Gone with the Wind. And now, do you remember?
There's another movie out there too. It's called Max. It's about a service dog. It's wonderful. It's a true story. But those two movies, you can find a lot of movies out there.
Well, we'll have to look into that. Hey, thanks for the tip.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. There you go, Casablanca and Gone with the Wind, apparently out at Meijer at a very reasonable price, which certainly is not a bad thing. All right, let's see here. We still have got a little bit of time left here. We've still got 2 minutes left in the show today. The two quotes. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Does anybody know what movie that was from? After all, tomorrow is another day. What movie is that from? 740-383-9944. If the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling. After all, tomorrow's another day. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? By the way, tomorrow, special guest on the program in the studio is going to be Abby, who we've talked about so much. That's the special guest tomorrow. 2 hours in this studio, and trust me, we have a lot to talk about. I don't know if we're going to talk much more about the sausage gravy, because it's just clear that I can't do that. But we're going to talk about this bowling competition, which is around the corner. Oh, see, I just got a message. Yes, she'll be in tomorrow morning. I think she's bringing breakfast. And we're going to have a good time tomorrow morning. You won't want to miss the program tomorrow. If you do, you'll be missing something. Stay tuned. Adam the Computer Guy, 2 to 3 today. Voice of a People, 4 to 5. And, of course, Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 to 6. Stay tuned. More coming up right around the corner. Oh, really?
About a coal miner disaster. And at the same time I did it, there was a coal mine disaster in Nova Scotia. He claimed that I did it just to have that routine. I take a note to my mother. Oh. If you ever talk to me again, well, you were going to talk to me again, and we'll talk about that because it's so interesting.
You know, maybe we'll do a whole show on Ed Sullivan sometime. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you get the people and have all the people talk about what happened and their, how he says, now I want to know something right now. He said to the elephant, what are you going to do on my show? Said to the elephant, and then the nuts, you know.